A lot of Vermont's emergency medical services are on life support thanks to declining volunteers and increasing costs. For some, time has run out. After 52 years of serving its community, Cabot Emergency Ambulance will shut down this summer. Other communities are starting to discuss Act 46-like mergers of emergency services. VPR has two reports on the state of Vermont's EMS system, and we start with Amy Noyes in Cabot.
Most Cabot residents work far outside of town, and that's a problem for the volunteer ambulance service, as Select Board Chair Michael Hogan explains.
I think it's a combination of attracting people, retaining people, because people have full-time jobs and there's not enough people in town to respond to medical emergencies.
EMT Andy Luce has been on the squad for over 30 years.
I joined to help the community and back years ago, and a few others did, and the older ones that were there have passed on.
Luce says they've been struggling to fill shifts for a couple of years now. Another part of the problem is that young people are leaving town.
We got a bunch of people we trained, they went to other services or moved out or went to college, didn't come back, or went to the service and didn't come back.
The squad doesn't have the money or the manpower to continue the ambulance service. It plans to downgrade to a fast squad, which responds to incidents, but can't take people to the hospital.
We'll go to the scene, we'll take care of the patient at the scene, we will wait for a transport, the ambulance to come in.
On town meeting day, voters will be asked to approve $45,000 for a one-year interim contract with an outside ambulance service. The town has set up a study group to explore long-term alternatives. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes in Cabot.
And I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro. Cabot isn't the only community in the state that's facing tough choices about its ambulance service. During the last legislative session, lawmakers asked an advisory committee to look at Vermont's emergency response system. And Chairman Drew Hazelton says the story's pretty much the same across the state.
So kind of the bottom line, what we decided and what we've kind of submitted to our legislators is that the EMS system is in trouble.
8 out of 10 of the EMS directors who responded to the committee said they were having difficulty recruiting new members. In a lot of ways, Hazelton, who's director of the Brattleboro-based ambulance company Rescue Inc., says the small rural EMS services face a lot of the same issues as small schools. There aren't enough young people coming in to serve, and the costs and demands keep going up. Hazelton's not asking for an Act 46-like forced merger plan yet, but as more ambulance services close, he says small towns will be forced to consider the idea.
So after, you know, many years of sitting on a school board and going through many variations of forced discussions, I'm very hesitant to ask for additional forced merger in any form. We do have services in Vermont that have closed, which have kind of forced more regional thought processes. So I think as that kind of works itself out, the committee will probably take up that discussion as to what does the future of EMS look like.
Gwynne Zakov, who's with the Vermont League of Cities and Towns, says towns may no longer be able to delay talks on regionalizing EMS services.
And it has to come from the state level as saying, okay, this is the priority and we need to talk about regionalization and how to get there. It's just not going to happen at the local level until it either gets to a crisis mode or you have direction from the legislature.
The advisory committee report found that as more volunteers and staff members leave EMS companies, there's a greater strain on neighboring services that are called during emergencies. The report also found that response times across the state inched up slightly in 2018. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.